in Fargo.
Well, as combines head to the shed, farmers shifting their focus to the books. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Farm business management instructor Ron DeVergstein says that now is the time to analyze where you sit for the 2023 business year and evaluate finances ahead of tax season.
Most of the time, farmers usually kind of wait until their harvest is wrapped up to get into the office and get records up to date. But as we're approaching December 1st here, it's really critical to get those records up to date and meet with either one of us farm business management instructors or your accountant, tax practitioner, whoever it is, to get an estimate of where you are sitting for the 2023 business year.
There are several tax considerations to keep in mind and discuss with your accountant.
You know, the 179 expensing provision that allows businesses to expense qualifying equipment that were purchased during the year, and if so wanted or needed, that you know the entire amount can be taken for a business expense in the year that it is purchased and put into service. Bonus depreciation is also another option of quickly expensing capital investments, even such as grain bins.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Farm